Okay. Often we have guests for Shabbos lunch or for Friday night, and the question always arises, always the awkward moment: do you let them make their own kiddush? Are they supposed to make their own kiddush? What about challah? Do you need to give everyone their own challah rolls? Let's say you have, you know, a chash of a person at your meal. Do you have to give him challah rolls? We're often fortunate. My grandfather eats with us. So the question is, do I give my grandfather his own challah rolls, or is we supposed to be yotzei together? No one really knows what to do ever. So we'll hopefully try to clarify and realize why it's not so clear to clarify. So the Gemara in Brachos says a very simple statement. Hayoshvin kol echad mivarech la'atzmo. If everyone is eating separately, so Hayoshvin kol echad mivarech la'atzmo. However, hesibu echad mivarech l'kulon. In other words, if they're just sitting in like different corners, they're not really joining by themselves. So everyone makes their own bracha. Mishnah's talking about a weekday. And everyone makes their own bracha on their own bread. However, once they're reclining, in other words, they're reclining around a certain table. In those days, the reclining meant that they were eating together at one table. In that situation, then echad mivarech l'kulon. In other words, the upshot of the Mishnah is that if everyone is eating together, combined in one meal, one person should make the bracha hamotzi for everyone. Pretty clear from the Mishnah. Step one. So step two, you look at Shulchan Aruch. How does Shulchan Aruch paskin? Because it seems pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Zayin Yod Aleph says very simply, Im hayu shnayim o rabim, if you have a group of people eating together, echad mivarech l'kulam. One person, again, we're talking about weekday, it's in regular Hilchos Betzias Apas, nothing to do with Shabbos yet. You're eating on a weekday. One person should make a bracha for everyone else. In other words, everyone's sitting around eating their challah rolls, deli sandwiches. One person should say hamotzi for everyone else, and they should be yotzei with him. What's the reason for this? What's the reason? What's the catchphrase that I'm looking for here? The catchphrase says the Mishnah Berurah. Even it says the Be'er Halacha, afil im ha'mesubin yodin ba'atzmo levarich. Even if every single person knows how to make their own bracha, one person should make the bracha. Hider mitzvahu. It's a hider mitzvah. She'echad yevarich v'yotzei kulam. One person should be yotzei everyone. To berov am hadras melech. Because it's much more covetic that we're all combining. It's a bracha which is encompassing 20 individuals as opposed to simply a bracha encompassing one individual. Judaism 101 seems pretty clear. If you have 20 people eating together, one person makes hamotzi. Has ever happened to you? You ever eat on a Tuesday morning with other people in around the table and only one person says hamotzi on their own charo? No, not at all. So what's the pshat? Why not? So it's harder. This is where it gets a little bit tricky. Because you have to figure out why not. So Reish Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Yud Gimel Beis, listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. He's talking about other fruits. The Shulchan Aruch Rama says, nowadays, since people don't usually eat so much together, you know, you sit around at a work table or at a school table, everyone's eating their own homemade lunch. He says people aren't really eating together. Therefore, says the Rama, Olechei Noagu Akshav Beperos, Shukol Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. If you each have your fruits, you know, you're eating an apple and he's eating an apple, you each make your own bracha on your own apple. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Behu Adin B'Sharei Dvarim. Same thing would apply to other things. Now, what does other things mean? So you need to look at a Mishnah Berurah in a third place. And the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach He tells you what he means by other things. In Kuf Samach He, in the Be'er Halacha, he writes that the minhag nowadays should call echad mivarech al pito la'atzmo. Everyone makes their minhag is everyone makes a bracha on their own bread for themselves. The sum up so far is very clear. Really, if you have a Tuesday morning, you're eating all around the table, really the halacha is that one person should make a hamotzi for everyone else. Yet the minhag is, we don't do that. Why? Because we don't really know how to be yotzei. We're not really eating together. When you bring from your wife's lunch, and everyone that's eating their own food, we're not really eating together. You're not really combining. Maybe that's the idea, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, the minhag is that everyone makes their own hamotzi on a Tuesday morning on their own challah.
What about a bris?
What about a bris? What about on Shabbos? What about on Shabbos? You're eating at my house. I invited you for my meal. You're eating from my wife's food. Everyone's eating from me. We'll get there in a second. First, I just want to ram it home to make sure that you don't disagree with me so far. The Aruch HaShulchan says that explicitly. In Kuf Zamech Zayin Chaf Ches, he says, V'da, Tetzleinu Eina Min HaKlal Lotzeis B'Birchas HaBala Bayis. We don't ever Yotze. We're never Yotze with the Bala Bayis. We make our own bracha, every single person. He says, surely guests that are eating even at your house, everyone makes their own individual brachas on all the foods. He says, what about Rov Am Hadras Melech? Shouldn't just the Bala Bayis be the one to include everyone? Why is the Minag not that way? He says, you know why? He goes, nowadays we don't all sit down at the same time. Everyone's in this room, he's in that room. No, everyone's running this way and that way. And therefore, he says, if you wait for someone to make, if we're only doing it for one person to make the bracha, you're not really going to have a set meal together. Even by a bris, people are standing up, one person's this way. Imagine if we all had to be yotze with one person, it wouldn't happen that way. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, however, if you've got a place where everyone is sitting together, the din would revert back to the proper din of the Gemara, and then only one person should make the hamotzi for everyone. However, since nowadays we're not really, you know, so eating together, everyone's getting up, everyone's getting down, no one's sitting around the shulchan, he says, I will call echa nota yadav mevarach hamotzi ba'od shehishir yesh shuvon not wadayin. Some people washed, other people haven't washed. Therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the minhag is every person makes their own hamotzi for themselves. So far, so good. Halacha seems pretty clear. On a Tuesday morning, every person makes the hamotzi by themselves, for themselves. Totally okay. Now comes one, what about Shabbos? So what about Shabbos? So what about Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah on Reish Ayin Dalet Beis says something which people misconstrue completely. And I'll tell you what you think. You'll tell me what you think about this. Mishnah Berurah says, well, one second. Shabbos, it may be different. But listen to why he says it's different. He says, on Shabbos, it's very important to make the hamotzi on lechem mishnah, which means a full roll, right? So two full rolls, right? So you have to be a full roll. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, v'nachon linog shezeh shebotzeya yichavin liftar bebirchas hamotzi kol ha-mesubin. One person does it and he has in mind everyone else. Why? The Gam Yomer, he tells the people who are listening, la-mesubin sheyichavnu latzis bebirchaso kidei shekulam yetzu belechem mishnah. So on Shabbos, the reason why the Bala Bayis does it for all of the guests there is that so everyone could have the biyotze with lechem mishnah. Because imagine what would happen. What's the Mishnah Berurah telling you should not do? It should not do that I make a hamotzi, then I rip it in half, then I take a bite, and then I give it to you, and you take my remainder and make your own hamotzi. So says the Mishnah Berurah, in order that everyone is yotze with the lechem mishnah, one person does it, and is yotze everyone else. But now I ask you my question. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we're all big knockers. We could all afford seasons to buy, you know, 10 little challah rolls for all our guests, right? It's not such a big deal. It's $4, $5. So you'll buy it for everyone. So now my question becomes, if let's say I can afford 20 challah rolls or 10 challah rolls, and I want to give it out to the 3 or 4 men that are there with me at my table, should I do that? From the Mishnah Berurah, do you see anything? No, you don't see anything. The Mishnah Berurah just says it's preferable that only the Bala Bayis make it so that everyone could be yotze with a lechem mishnah. But if you got lechem mishnah for everyone, maybe it should revert back to what we said. Just like Tuesday morning, every single individual should make their own hamotzi because we're never really eating really together. So even at my own house, sometimes the guest is dealing with his kid. Maybe you're old, you don't have little kids. But in my house, you know, we have guests over. What happens is somebody's busy changing one kid's diaper and the other person's busy, you know, trying to calm a crying kid. So we never really all sit down and eat at the exact proper time. If that's the case, it should revert back to Tuesday morning. And therefore, just like Tuesday morning, every single person should make their own lechem mishnah. Perhaps in your house on Shabbos, it should be the same thing. But no one says. No one says, talks about this issue. I'll quote to you three sources that I saw that talk about it. A little bit. Not exactly, and we'll end with that. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to say, Shabbos and Yontif, the minog is that only one person makes Lecha Mishnah. That's what we do. Why? He says, because maybe there's something special about Shabbos and Yontif. He's the closest one I saw. He says, like, Shabbos and Yontif, like you said, we're all eating together at a meal. Everyone's sitting down together. It's not like Tuesday morning when someone's running. Even if Shabbos morning, you're running to get a kid, change a kid's diaper, and this one's running to cry, calm a crying kid, we're willing to wait 5 minutes, and everyone will sit down and do bikvias, and therefore, maybe it's preferable that only one person should do it for everyone. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not so clear. If you look at the Zos HaBracha, you look at Rabbi Forst's English Brachos book, and if you look at the Eretz Chemda by Rav Carmel, who writes an English tshuva on this point, they all seem to say that just a minug is that on Shabbos, one person is Yotzei everyone. But they don't say the key word that I was looking for. They don't say it's preferable that on Shabbos, one person should be Yotzei everyone. Therefore, to sum it up, the halacha is that definitely Tuesday morning, the minug is everyone makes their own hamotzi by themselves. Definitely Tuesday morning, if you're all drinking grape juice together, everyone makes their own bracha on their own grape juice. If you're each having your apple, everyone makes their own bracha apple. On Shabbos, the minog is only one person does it. Why? Unclear exactly. It seems to be that we've reverted back to the din of the Gemara on Shabbos, that it's better, Rov Am Hadras Melech, although again, not clear exactly why, because if the fear is that you're not going to have a proper, you know, being Yotzei, me being Yotzei you on a Tuesday morning, why does that change on Shabbos? Not sure. Ask the Rav here of Ariely, why the minig is. He says on Shabbos it's more of a kavias because everyone's sitting down and you're all being there together. So therefore the minig is developed that everyone gives, that one person is Yotzei everyone. To be fair, I would push that if you could afford Lecha Mishnah for every single person in your table, then why not give everyone? You're going to tell me Rov Am Hadras Melech. I'll tell you Tuesday morning you don't do that. Wednesday morning you don't do that. Thursday morning you don't do that. So why on Shabbos has it changed? Just like the fear Tuesday morning, you're not going to be able to be Yotzei me properly. Shabbos morning, you should have the same fear. You're not going to be Yotzei me either. And therefore, I'm not sure halacha l'maisa what the proper thing to do. Tzarech iyun l'maisa. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi.